What we do want to let everyone know is that the branch, unfortunately, is currently closed to the public with limited access. This is to keep everybody safe, obviously. It's posing some challenges for things like your animal control officers from your municipalities. So we're asking people that have stray animals to hang on to them, and we can try and find the owners without them coming to the branch. Obviously, if we have any sick and injured animals, we want to get them into care right away. So please contact the branch before you do anything. We're currently not accepting owner-surrendered animals. So this poses a bit of a challenge, too, but it's allowing us to save space for the animals that really need it right now. The big things that we are asking for right now are donations of food for our food bank. So we're seeing more and more people in the community and in the valley that need access to food for their animals. So we're trying so hard to keep up with that. We're asking for washable personal protection gear, so any kind of scrubs and that kind of thing that people can donate to the branch that we can use for our staff. And then we're also asking for people, any knitters or quilters that can help make masks for us right now. There is a link on our page to a simple pattern. So we're asking for those. And then obviously monetary donations. We're being hit just like everyone else. But all of our regular care and things that go into animals is still happening. So we're just struggling to keep up right now.
Excellent. And I saw something online a few people have posted, and I just want your input on it. It is National Puppy Day today. And with people going into kind of self-isolation, self-quarantine, a few people have posted, you know what, perfect time to foster an animal. Are you guys looking for foster parents right now? Is that something that is a good idea?
We've been really trying to get all of our animals that are in care that we can foster into foster homes, and we've been using our existing foster base. There's a few reasons for that, just because they're already trained. They already are set up for the animals, so we've been trying to get as many animals across the province into foster homes as we can. If people are interested in fostering right now, please send information to comoxvalley@spca.bc.ca. And then we can keep those people on file. So if we do get into a situation where we need to have more fosters, we have people ready to go.
Thank you so much, Emily. We really appreciate your time today. And just one more time, your website, if people want more information or would like to contact you.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of us is just on our Facebook page. It's the most current and up-to-date. So just Comox Valley BCSPCA is the best way to track what we're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, guys. You-